This is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
In plain and simple language, there is no need for Northern Pass, and we New Hampshire Americans don't want it above or below the ground. Thank you.
In New Hampshire, that cost for this project as presented would be borne by real people who have invested and labored for what they have. They don't deserve to have it taken away. That just won't do.
The hell with the way the people in New Hampshire feel. But yet, they send plenty of tourists down our way, too. Why? Because there's nothing left for anybody to see in Canada. They have to come to the United States to do their hiking and their camping.
Hundreds of farms in our conservation districts across the state will be adversely impacted, degraded, and devalued. A great number of these have been family farms for generations and form part of the cultural history of the state and the identity of its people.
It is apropos that tonight's scoping meeting is held at a hotel that markets and celebrates the very landscape this project will permanently scar. Moreover, the project will severely impact hundreds and more likely thousands of historic buildings and cultural landscapes that once lost will never be recovered.
Who should have to sacrifice anything for the Northern Pass to get their way through New Hampshire? Answer, no one. No one who lives in New Hampshire, no one who owns land in New Hampshire, and no one who comes to New Hampshire to visit.
The people of New Hampshire have had enough. The Department of Energy should listen to the people, and if they grant this permit, they should be aware that the people most very likely will ask for an investigation of the people involved and the process involved at the DOE. Thank you.
NIMBY, not in my backyard issue. This is a baby issue. Everybody's backyard.
When they tell you they cannot afford to bury the lines, just remember, it's a lie. It's not true.
LCHIP is a dedicated fund, and one of the purchases, one of the first purchases, was the Connecticut River Headwaters area. Do you really think that the citizens of this state are going to roll over and say, sure, private corporation, take this land for your private gain? New Hampshire doesn't spend money easily, but when we do, we hold on to what we value.
As I stated before, on December 27, 2010, it's time for this project, public service company, Hydro-Québec, to fold the tent and go home and leave us alone. Thank you.
Sounds from last night's public scoping meeting of the U.S. Department of Energy in Whitefield, and Bulldog Live was there. A very pleasant good morning to you, and it was certainly a massive turnout, a sea of orange, and we'll tell you all about it, that's for sure, right here on Bulldog Live, where we are broadcasting from Colebrook today, right in downtown Colebrook at the offices of the Colebrook Chronicle. Thank you very much to Donna and Charlie Jordan for having us here today, for letting us take over some of your office space. So, it was a packed room, to say the least. There were hundreds and hundreds of people there, somewhere between 350 and 400 people. Now, I'm taking the middle ground on that because I've heard numbers of 330. I've heard them as high as 450. So I'm going to stay with that 350 to 400 range. I think that would be about right. This was at the Presidential Hall at the Mountain View Grand Resort in Whitefield. And this was a pretty big event. People were filing in early. There was not a parking spot to be found. And the meeting went on for a very long time with very, very many people addressing their government. I counted 59 speakers. Only three were in support of Northern Pass. And I say this because WMUR News last night did a hatchet job on their reporting at their 11 o'clock news, because what they did was they said, oh, well, strong turnout on both sides. And I went, really? You know, on a 20-1 margin, that was a strong turnout for the pro Northern Pass side. Okay. And then when they did show interviews, they showed three clips of the project proponents and only one 2.5-second clip of a project opponent. So very interesting in their characterization of it. There was a lot of media there last night, media from all over Northern New England. Let's see. I was there. WMUR was there. Vermont Public Radio, as well as the other public radio in New Hampshire. And then there was, let's see, a bunch of newspapers, Caledonian Record, Colebrook Chronicle, Coos County Democrat, and probably one or two others that I didn't recognize in the room. But certainly a big, big turnout and a lot of interest in this, that's for sure. And judging by the energy in the crowd, I can certainly see why there is a big interest there. As people were talking with the, talking to the government, and even the Northern Pass folks, they had their projects, displayed there for people to view. And that's what a lot of people have been finding out when they go to these scoping hearings. The first half hour is set up for Northern Pass to talk with people, and people can view the maps and displays and stuff. And then, 5 o'clock tonight in Colebrook, it's going to start at 5, and then 5:30 is when the public testimony begins. So quite a few things going on there on that front. And tonight is the final of the four scoping meetings, and that will be at Colebrook Elementary School from 5 to 8 p.m. And given the history of the last few nights, it'll probably go on till about 9:15 or 9:30. Last night's went on till about 9:30. The first one in Concord, I think, got out after 10 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, about 10:15. So these things have been going on for a very long time, because anybody who wants to address their government will be heard. So Department of Energy, in my opinion, has done a very good job at handling the crowds. They have a very professional staff helping them out and getting people to sign up to speak, as well as juggling all the number of speakers. And the moderator of the meetings, he's been doing a good job at, introducing people and even getting a few names wrong. But that's been good. Everybody's laughing with him, so it's fun. All right, 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live. A number of elected officials were there last night as well. And before we get to start hearing from some of them, I'd like to get your calls on this and your emails too, brian@briantilton.com. First, let's go to Frank from Salisbury. Frank, you're on Bulldog Live. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Brian. There's a lot of pro advertising for Northern Pass on your station. Do you have any control to keep it off of your 2 hours?
I have no control over that matter, and I have not expressed an opinion. It's not even on during my 2 hours.
No, but it's on the wake-up show. And,
They buy the time. That's their right to speech as well. So
okay,
yep. Not for me to say no, they can't.
Sorry.
All right, thank you, Frank. Yep. You take care. Bye-bye. 1-866-823-1077. Executive Counselor Ray Burton was there, and Ray Burton, as you know, he has gone through a cancer fight, but that's not slowing him down, that's for sure. This is what he had to say last night.
Good evening, everyone. For the record, my name is Ray Burton.